Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning, Houston. I'm Austin Mendez.
What's up, Austin? It's been a while.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Captain?
I couldn't be better, man. And you?
Hey, man, I can't complain. Living the dream.
I'm with you. I'm all over it. All right, well, cool. Good to have you in there today. All right, sponsors today, McLean Trailers, Texan Roofing, the Belleville Meat Market, Waymore Silencers, Mainstream Marketing, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, weather right now, 54 down on the island in Galveston. That's what it feels like. And rain showers early, you know, becoming a steady light rain for the afternoon. It looks like just light, steady rain with a high of 63. Winds will be north-northeast 10 to 15. That rain chance is 80%. Then tonight it increases a little, goes to about a 90% chance of rain, and a quarter inch of rainfall could be possible tonight. And then for tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies again, slight chance of a rain shower with high of 62. North winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. So here it comes. Got a high gray liner this morning with not a lot of wind, but it is there, and that's where we stand. Tides for today, we got one tide today. It's a low at 3:20 this afternoon. It's an 0.3, so you have one tide today and outgoing. Sunrise 6:53 a.m., sunset 5:21 p.m. Our moon phase is at 50%. Right now, current conditions are showing 22 nautical miles east of Galveston. The buoy out there is showing 59 degrees with an east wind at 9 to 11 miles per hour. Barometric pressure is 30.13 inches and steady. Eagle Point, it's east-northeast 7 to 8 at 30.14 on the barometer. Water temp is 61, air temperature 54. Morgan's Point, it's 50 degrees with 64-degree water. North-northeast winds at 5. So, there's where we stand. Weather's not, it's not bad, but it's not great either. But good luck duck hunters this morning with a high gray liner. So, we'll see how that turns out. But anyway, that's where we're at. Do you have Bill Watkins up?
Still trying to get a hold of him, Kevin.
Okay, well, you should have two numbers on him, his cell and his home. And sometimes it's either or. I haven't received a text from him saying he's out of pocket. If you can't get him, just go to Richard and Conroe. We'll just go with him. Bill will just we'll throw him on the back burner. All right. Anyway. But no, I hope everybody survived Thanksgiving. Most people are, man, everybody I know is at the deer lease. Everybody is in the woods or in the brush country. All right, well, let's see where Richard's at this morning, see if he's back in town. No, he is back. I saw some fish yesterday. Richard, what's up?
Not a lot, Mickey. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm hanging, man. I'm hanging.
Nah, I heard that. It's kind of cool out here this morning.
Yeah, it's a little chilly.
Yeah, but it ain't as bad as yesterday, though. Good night, it was kind of cool, but them fish bit pretty good. Finally, yeah, after that wind settled. you going to say the same thing after that wind.
Yeah, I said after that wind settled out for you, you probably got them, huh?
Huge hell, there ain't no doubt. That them knuckleheads did pretty good yesterday. It's just, I was one of the days yesterday morning. I think we had a rotation going yesterday morning. I had them three boys out there, and one of them would sit down, or actually two of them would sit down, one of them fish. I had everybody fishing poles, right? But they'd one sit down, one fish. They'd all gang up, try to fish a little bit, and then my hands are cold, my feet are cold. I said, well, walk around a little bit, rub them hands together. And we still hold them out pretty good. So it wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad at all. I just got to get on these hybrids pretty quick. I think we're going to catfish again this morning. But the hybrids, I mean, they got to be fired up. I got to catch some bigger ones. I mean, I was doing pretty good on them right there before Thanksgiving. So I know dang good and well they ought to be doing good now with this. The water temperature's done dropped into the, 67 yesterday morning. So, it's coming on down. And later on in the day, it'll come back up, stuff like that. You'll get that sunlight on it, warms up. Overnight, it'll cool down a little bit. And it's coming on down real good. All the bait starting to bunch up. That's one of the things when you start seeing that bait bunching up. That's when them hybrids really get fired up. So, they're just, yesterday, I noticed late in the day, there were schools running up in some shallow water. So that's, I say shallow water, 12 to 15 foot. There's some pretty thick schools of bait running up in the mouths of the creeks. It wasn't, you know, you'd think it'd be all the way in the back, but it was right in the mouths of some of these creeks. So it was something different. Something different to see. Anyway, got all these goofy old pelicans out here. Dang pelicans everywhere right now, them big white ones.
Right.
Those rascals, they got a big old shovel on their head.
Yeah, they're showing up all over the Texas lakes. I've been seeing people post up, well, the pelicans are back. Fishing's fixing to get good.
Oh, yeah, there ain't no doubt. When you see them rascals get in there, and what's funny is you'll see them gang up with them cormorants or water turkeys, right?
Mm.
And you'll have a bunch of pelicans and you'll have them water turkeys together. And them, I hadn't quite figured out how they're doing it, but the water turkeys, you know, they dive and they get out there and they flap their wings on the water to kind of spook the bait back into these different coves. That's why when you see a big herd of them out there on the water, you'll see them all ganged up. Half of them be flapping their wings on the water, half of them diving, and the pelicans are right behind them. So, them pelicans will get right in the mix of them. I mean, they've got, I guess it's just running that bait up enough where the pelicans can just scoop it up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I always see them herding together, but I hadn't really watched them interact, so I don't know. It's kind of funny to watch them, though, because those goofy suckers, you'll see them water turkeys out there just flapping their wings and just slapping the heck out of that water. And there'll be a whole line of them doing it. And then the rest of them are diving and coming up, And the pelicans, it's just fun to watch. Kind of like watching them goofy old gulls down there at the coast. Except for whenever you're trying to maintain what you got in your hand or whatever.
Yeah, it pays to know what to look for under them, though. It just, you know, if you just see birds, people pull in on them and go, man, I worked birds and I couldn't catch anything under them. Well, probably because there wasn't anything. You know,
that is a big difference. You know, people working them, especially them lion birds.
Right, lyre birds and just, you know, all that bill dipping and head knocking going on. They're just catching little glass minnows or a little button shad or whatever with no fish under it. And
I tell you what.
If you'll watch them, those lyre birds, they'll keep diving and moving on. Now, if they start circling back and just start a swarm, just going in a circle in one spot, and then you got them. You know, those are fish.
Yep.
And you'll see the blow-ups under them. You'll see that slurping and popping and everything going on. It's a lot easier to read when they're on shrimp hopping. If a shrimp jumps out of the water, there's a fish on him. That's just
the way it works. If there's going to be a bird on him.
Yeah.
One of the two.
Life as a shrimp is not good.
Our
bay system, you get eaten from the bottom floor and you get eaten from the top if you jump out of the water. So your life is pretty miserable.
It is. It's kind of like
shrimp.
Shad. Yeah, shad's about the same dang way. Them goofy rascals. I mean, they just hurried up and trying to look big, but they can't quite make it. They ain't fooling them people smart enough to know.
That's why they all ball up together. Safety in numbers.
Exactly. You know, that's what I tell people all the time. They group up to try to make themselves look bigger. So, that, you know, by getting 1,000 in a group rather than 10, they look a lot bigger, you know, to another fish. But like hybrids, they don't care what you are. They're going to eat you. Them largemouths, same way. You come through there with a big ball like that, they're going to just jump out and scoop up all they can scoop up. That's just what they do. I mean, them rascals, they sit there and wait on that big, big meal to come by. And right now, they're working on it because, you know, when everything bunches up like that, they're getting kind of prepared for whenever the food is not as plentiful and not in the areas that they're going to be, you know, during the spawn. So as they start getting ready for the spawn, they're going to feed up. And that's coming right now. I mean, like, you got crappie. Should be starting to spawn here the end of next month on the north end of Conroe.
So it starts earlier than people think.
It really does. You know, people don't understand that. But as soon as that water temperature drops and then kind of stabilizes and then starts making that turn up, it doesn't even have to make the turn up. Once it gets down, it stabilizes, it comes up just a touch, them crappie will go into high gear. But that's, you know, you got to follow like Conroe. You follow it in stages. Yeah, you got the extreme north end. They'll start on in December. Crappie will start spawning. On the south end by the dam, you won't see a one of them, and you'll be thinking people are crazy, thinking there's crappie that are spawning.
Well, that water gets warmer quicker on your northern and northeast corners, you know.
Correct.
Gets more direct sunlight all day.
All day long. So, you know, that's the thing, and that, you know, we talked about that before, just like Conroe. When I tell people that want to go bass fishing, I say, hey, if you want to go bass fishing in the wintertime, just look for your rock. Always look for the rock that's heated all day. Northeast, northwest corner, where the sun comes up, especially northwest, because if that sun comes up, it's going to bang on all day long, and then just, you know, just before it goes down, that's when that corner is going to lose it. So any concrete or rock on that bank is always going to be good because it's going to be, you know, it may only be a half a degree sometime, but it may be a degree warmer, you know. And that doesn't sound like much, but to us, if we're outside in 20-degree weather and walk out inside and it's 35, it feels warmer, and it is. But it's, you know, just a few degrees makes a tremendous difference. It's just like running across the lake or the bay, and you know, when you got the air conditioner running this time of year with that outboard going, and then when you stop, you know, when you got it going and then you turn around and stop, it feels like it's starting to heat around.
Yeah, no doubt.
Especially when that sun's beating on you pretty good, that really works good then. I mean, it's just one of them things that, you know, just like yesterday, we hit from that wind yesterday morning because it was good night. It wasn't blowing real hard up here, but it was blowing hard enough to make it where it's uncomfortable.
And sure, then, it did.
You know, then it was dang 30 some odd degrees too. So
yeah, y'all were a lot cooler up there than we were down here on the coast. It was chilly here, but nothing like up there. Hang on, Richard, hold that thought. I'm gonna come back after a commercial. I'll be right back with you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 417 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go back to Richard Totch up on Lake Conroe. All right, Richard, I am back.
I'm watching Bill Dance.
Wonder how many cast and how many reel turns Bill Dance has made in his lifetime.
Oh, my goodness. There is no way. that's like trying to add up ours. That ain't going to happen. I mean, good night. He's throwing
buzz baits this morning, catching bass.
Oh, that's my fun. Goodness.
Loving yep, buzz baits.
I guarantee you, I like watching them knock the fire out of them. They usually catch some big ones this time of year, too. So,
yeah.
In the spring, a lot of times, you'll get a mixed bag. You'll get some little ones, big ones, everything else. But this time of year, you catch them on a buzz bait, especially if that sun's up a little bit. You know, a lot of people think it's right out early morning. It is most of the time, but you're kind of shadow on the water. They'll be ganged up on there, too. So, I mean, there's places on Livingston. I've been over there just fishing tournaments before. Midday, you know, no wind, no nothing, just midday, Lake Livingston, typical Trinity River stuff. Find a tree overhanging and catch a dozen bass underneath it on a buzz bait or a pawpaw or something like that.
Because right.
They're hanging out in that shade. I mean, it's just, that's weird. And that's, you know, it's like, you know, you talking about that bait on Conroe a while ago. I was over, you know, over LBJ the other day, fishing over with my dad. You know, got out there looking for some, some more catfish spots for him. But end up, we caught a half dozen or so. And then we got around some of those trees, and I was showing him that active image and catching them crappies. I caught four or five crappie too while we was there. Just fiddling around, showing him all that new stuff. Because like I say, that's new technology is something else. I mean, especially, and you know as well as I do, you take a rock and a rope and tie a knot every foot, throw it out there. That's how we used to know how deep it was. Right? Or a stick, right? Shove a stick to the bottom. And you go from that all the way up to where you got electronics that the old flasher used to, I mean, good night, I used to swear by that thing. And I'm talking about, I would not take any other, years ago when I had those old flasher units, wouldn't put another unit on my boat. It's got to be a flasher. I mean, they came out with the LCD screens after that.
Yeah.
And, you know, liquid crystal display. Then you came in, everything, and it looked like Legos. But you went from all that stuff, and you learned all that from a rope and a rock, all the way up to where you can actually see these fish swimming. It just amazes me that the history of the electronics that we've had out there to use. You know, and that just like offshore stuff, going from no GPS where you're using strictly a compass, you know,
then to Loran C.
Yeah, I mean, good everything. I mean, good night. I mean, it's amazing how all this stuff has grown. And you know, GPS changed a whole lot of things. Like, same thing with any of the technologies, you know, cell phone technology. Years ago,
cell phones, GPSs, and bottom machines have changed the game. It's put a hurt on the fishery big time.
It has. But it's, you know, it's not necessarily on the fishery, it's on everything else, because people are able to locate and relocate.
Yeah, more pressure on the fish.
Correct. That's the thing. You know, and that causes them to move around. So that's why you move around. That's the way I like it. When it causes them to move, you move. And it'll do it. I mean, I got people out there just like yesterday. You know, I don't normally pull up on nobody, right? yesterday afternoon. I was out there club fishing. We had just come from this one spot, and I moved over to another one, set up there a little bit, and they bit pretty good. And I said, well, let's run right back out there to where we just came from. And we'd been gone from that spot about maybe an hour. And I pulled up on it. I didn't pull up on it. I pulled up probably 100 yards from it, got my trolling motor. Well, I got a go-to feature on my trolling motor. So I just hit go-to and mash my little button, and it takes off and takes me towards it. Well, I'm sitting out there kind of getting everything ready to roll as the motor's taking me. Well, as it's taking me over there, I'm looking. There's a bass boat sitting pretty close to it. And he's bass fishing, of course. He knew what he was doing. Well, I was going to go cat fishing. And I'm looking. And I look up and I said, dang, it looks like he's sitting right on it. So I pull up, I'm easing up there, and he's still, he's dragging up Carolina Reef or something. And I asked him, I said, you catching anything? I was. Oh, well, okay. Well, I mean, he said, I don't mean to pull up on you. I'm trying to get up with you. I thought you broke down or something. No, I'm just pulling up there with my trolling motor. It's taking me right to where you're sitting, so I'm going to turn off here. We're going to go somewhere else. He said, no. He said, I'm fixing to leave. And I said, well, there's a bunch of catfish there. We just caught a fistful of them. And he said, okay. So I pulled off. And I didn't even start my big motor. I just got the trolling motor, and I eased off, got away from him, started the big motor, lifted the trolling motor up, started to take off. Well, dang, he pulled up and left. I said, well, if he's going to leave, we're going to stay. So we pulled up there and caught a bunch more catfish this evening, but I miscounted. Everybody knows I always miscount. I was like Charlie. You know, everybody talks about Charlie. Man, he's Mr. Abacus or whatever. You slide one over and that's it. Well, maybe that's what I need. Get me one of them things, and I'll forget to slide one. That's the thing. I can't do it. I can't keep count for nothing. I even got a little baseball clicker, right? Keep that clicker right there. I get staying wound up, I forget to count.
What I used to do when I used to catch trout like y'all do catfish, them days are gone, but I would put them in the live well, and then I'd get a little break in the action or get ready to move, and then I'd count them into the cooler and ice them.
Yeah.
And know how many I had in the cooler, and then I'd just work on the live well again. That way, if we do go over one, I can release one. It won't kill it, you know.
And, there you go. See, you know, that's a.
But it's a lot easier to keep track of. Well, now it's only five. I mean, I can do that in my head now. But
yeah, that's pretty easy.
But when it was 10 trout, you know, I did it that way. And then, of course, we're mostly catch and release now. But, you know, with you with 25 catfish, that's a lot of fish to keep up with per person.
You ain't kidding. When you load up four or five people, you know, that's 125 fish.
Well, yeah, it is. You know, just like crappie fishing, you know, the numbers like that. I'm really surprised y'all are still allowed to keep that many fish. It really is. It's surprising.
You know, the thing is, if you really look at the populations of fish that are in this lake, as far as catfish now, there are millions. There's more than millions. There's billions of them. I mean, it's amazing. They're from as big as your little finger all the way up to as big as your truck. I mean, good night. They're every size.
Well, y'all had one a couple of weeks ago. It was as big as a small man.
Man, I guarantee you that rascal was a big one. I mean, when them boga grips won't hardly fit around their bottom jawbone, that's a big fish.
That's a big one, buddy. That's a good one.
I guarantee you, when you got to shove them bogas over that bottom jawbone, that's a big one. I mean, it's one of them things, and I shouldn't even put bogus on them like that. I try to keep them under control to an extent, you know, because them big rascals got to twist and turn it on you, and you can't do nothing.
They'll sprain your wrist, man.
They will. If you hold on to them long enough, they'll actually twist and break your wrist.
Boy, I had a big drum sprain my right wrist, my casting wrist, one time.
Ooh-wee.
The way shook his head and twisted when I had a hold of him, his bottom jaw, trying to get him in a boat for this lady that caught it and to get a photo with it. And it pulled all those tendons in the top of my hand, too. Man, my hand was messed up for about 2 weeks. Couldn't even swing a golf club.
They had to mess up for 2 weeks and mess with you for about a year. Because that kind of stuff don't just go away. It's kind of
not at our age. It sticks around a while the older you get, man.
I guarantee it does. It don't want to leave either. Neither does Arthur. Arthur needs to get away. I don't like Arthur. Yeah, Mr. Arthur Ritus, I don't like him.
No, Arthur, he's the meanest one of them Ritus boys.
I guarantee you, blood knucklehead. And he lets me know every day I'm getting more and more of it. But that's all right. I'm going to keep trucking as hard as I can go. There ain't no doubt about that.
When are you going to go back deer hunting again?
I'm maybe right before Christmas. I think I'm pretty well done, you know. I mean, I've seen that. I want to get out. I'd really love to be out there this week. Cause as that moon's going off, see, don't worry out there in Central Texas, that week before Thanksgiving is wide open. Right, the big problem is we had a dang full moon. So that messed everything up. See, normally that full moon will fall the week before opening day or opening day of deer season. That's the way it normally happens. This year, fell where full moon.
Yeah, this year it was no moon on opening weekend.
Right, right. That's what you want in Thanksgiving week. You get it that way Thanksgiving week after it cools down, them rascals are out rutting and going hard. They're doing it. You know, over in Central Texas, they're doing it. They're rutting, been doing it for a while. The problem is, with those deer over there, the opening weekend, you'll see your locals, right? They're there. So I've got all those on camera. Thanksgiving week, normally, without the full moon, I'll get these visitors that come in. Because we ain't got but 88 acres over there, right?
Yeah.
So we get these visiting males that come in and see our does. And then you get a couple of good cold fronts right there, as long as you got that darker moon from Thanksgiving all the way to the first, second week of December. They're in heavy rut. And some of them get some of those that I never see on camera show up. And that's when I really like hunting them. And I'd love to be over there, you know, like next week, but that ain't going to happen. I'll be headed over sometime before Christmas for a couple of days. May or may not hunt. If I do, I know I'm probably going to hunt them. You know, ain't no doubt. Call some coyotes in, stuff like that. Get rid of a few of them rascals because there's a ton of them over there. Good night. Them dang coyotes get out there and get to howling around in the mornings, you know, so I'll get my little Fox Pro call out and get after them. You know, one way or another, I'm going to be hunting something over there.
Sure.
If I'm there. And because you got too much. You got hogs, coons, coyotes, and ain't none of them worth the flip right now. The coons keep breaking that corn out, and them hogs keep getting it from my deer. Can't have that. Good night. And then right now with what's happening, because, you know, Llano is kind of weird. Everybody likes hunting over there, but there's certain times that they go run over there. Like right now, everybody's hunting over there. They'll be gone Monday. Okay, then right the week before Christmas they'll show up, and they'll do it all the way through the end of season, or right. New Year's Day, let's say. And then you got 2 weeks there at Christmas that people go over there and hunt. You got Thanksgiving week that they hunt and the opening weekend. Those are the primary times. It's primary times for most people unless, you know, you've got a local lease or land that you own and you're hunting off of yourself. But for most people, that's typically what they'll do. Three to four hunts. Now, that's about what you do, don't it? Or you make one down there. You go down there where the big boys live, though.
Yeah, I'm going to make an emergency run between here and there, but we'll just have to see about that.
All right, Richard. That's what I'm talking about.
I got a rock and roll, buddy. If somebody wants to call you about coming up to Conroe and fishing with you, give them some info, my friend.
All right, make anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide songs. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, bud. Richard, have a good one. Good talking to you, man.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
All right, be safe. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He's probably looking over and going, look at this pot licker. Look at this novice. Look at that flat biller, man.
That's like letting my power. I put my bowl of a trailer one day, and I put my remote, the power pole, in my pocket. When I sit down in the truck, it lowered the power pole down on the ramp. And I drove my power pole all the way to the bank. And a guy taps on the window and says, sir, your power pole's down. when I raised it up, it was about 6 inches long, that little thing. And so I go to the tow bar and say, hey, man, you cover dumb? And he goes, oh, yeah, it happens all the time. I said, good. And my buddy says, he said, yeah, somebody's watching and trying to figure out who taught that chimpanzee to run that boat. He was out there. he got a nickname, Chimp.
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 4:36 in the Bayou City. All right, let's head down to Matagorda now. Let's hook up with Captain Charlie Paradoski. Charlie P., what's up, buddy?
Hey, man. What's happening?
Well, we're a little early for you this morning than normal, but, hey, it's all good. We didn't get a bill this morning, so I guess Bill's off in the woods hunting somewhere. Couldn't get him.
Off hunting, huh?
Yep. Yeah. So it's been a couple of segments jaw-jacking with Richard.
Yeah.
He's never lost for words. I'm telling
that
you.
That could go on forever, man.
He needs to be a filibuster.
He's a talker. Jeez.
Send him to Washington.
I'm telling you. Well, we're still catching fish over here, Mickey.
Isn't that a shame?
Yeah. You know, we're lucky enough to have this river and diversionary canal where when it blows like it did yesterday, it's a no-brainer. You got a place
to
go.
Get out of the wind. Yes, sir.
That's right. Got it. And there's plenty of fish in there, and they're not pencils; they're good fish.
You know, that's good.
They're good fish. So I had two guys yesterday. They weren't in. They wanted just a couple of fish to eat, and I don't know. We must have caught 30.
Yeah, well, that's good.
They had a good time. You know, I'm noticing when I clean these fish, it's been like this the whole year long. They ain't nothing in their stomachs.
Really?
I hadn't caught a fish yet that is full of shrimp. You know how this time of year they gorge themselves like.
Sure.
You know, they're waiting for winter to come and they're fattening up. I mean, I ain't feeling nothing in their bellies, and it's been like that all year long.
Wonder what the deal is.
I don't know. And really haven't cleaned many that had eggs in them all year long either. I was just thinking about that yesterday when I was cleaning them a couple of fish. I cleaned me a couple to eat last night. And normally when you get to these shrimp migrations like this and you're filleting fish, I mean, the cleaning table is just full of, you know, shrimp and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just not like that. Not like that. I wonder if it's like that anywhere else.
Man, I don't know. I hadn't killed anything to open them up and look, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
But I know what you mean. You know, you can look at their bellies and tell how they, you know, they'll be real poochy.
Mm-hmm.
This time of year when they're all loaded up, especially when it's real prevalent is, you know, when they're eating those bigger shad or having a whole mullet in their stomach.
Right.
Hold on to that for a few days and then puke it up and move on and feed again.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, it's good you got that river. How do you fish that river? Do you just know spots that you've fished over the years that hold fish, or do you find them on your bottom machine, or you look for bait and beat up the banks, or what?
Well, you know, I keep the recorder on all the time.
Uh-huh.
You know, running up and down that river, and we basically could go to places where we've caught them before, but you know, I'm fishing spots now that over and over that they seem to be every day.
Right.
And I'm not on my recorder finding those big balls of bait in that river either.
Right.
Normally you can just see those big balls of shad scattered all over in there, and I'm not seeing it. You know, I'm seeing a few groups of birds working in the river. You know, you find that, you can go catch five or six fish. They'll be like 17, 18-inch fish.
Yeah, they're on shrimp on them birds, right?
Yeah, but I can't see the shrimp coming out of the water. They got to be small.
Right.
And I'm not finding them in their bellies, but it's got to be shrimp that they're eating, you know? But we go to spots that we've caught them before. They seem to be right now. Now, people that are fishing at night in that river, they are really catching fish, and they're catching some good fish, too.
You know, that's what you told me the other day. That's pretty awesome. I mean,
yeah.
Where did all these fish come from?
I don't know. You know, all summer long, all these fish that come in that river have got to be coming out of West Bangor Bay.
Yeah.
They got to be. And fishing was good down there. My problem was I couldn't get a lot of people to wade fish this year like normal, but it wasn't great either. But I mean, those fish, there had to be more than we think to survive the West Matagorda Bay. You know, the bay's deeper, you know, not like East Bay where it's shallower.
Yeah. West Bay is, people don't realize how big and deep that bay is out in the middle.
Oh yeah.
Well, they would if they ever got caught in a norther there, they'd understand how to make those waves get in that bay, buddy. Kind of like Trinity Bay.
Storms.
You're at the mercy of it, brother.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, you know what else we didn't hear a lot of this year was cases of Vibrio.
I know. Oh, that was funny. That one year, there was just... like
remember
eight
all the cases?
One day.
Yeah.
One weekend, I mean, and, you know, in Port O'Connor. And that was during those dry years, so, you know.
Yeah. I think we had enough fresh water flow this year to deter a lot of that stagnant.
Yeah.
You know, that's how it happens in the backwaters where you don't get a lot of current and that bacteria builds up in that stagnated water and it just, you know, it spreads, gets all over.
Yeah.
But I hadn't heard any out of Galveston in, man, years because, well, you know, we've had plenty of fresh water the last 7 years, as you know.
Yeah.
But it is amazing that Texas Parks and Wildlife, you know, says that Matagorda got hit the hardest in the freeze with about a 45 to 50% mortality rate. But yet, as far as I know, y'all have the best fishing on the coast right now. As far as numbers and size of fish, quality fish and all, it's crazy.
I fished the day before Thanksgiving. I had a family. I take them every year. They put five people in a boat this year. I didn't even put a rod and reel.
Five people. Boy, that's loading them up. That's fryer food style there, man.
Jesus. I only do that with them. That's it.
Yeah.
But them birds worked. And they hadn't been working. You know, right. It was blowing pretty good on Wednesday, the day before that front.
Yeah, and, it was.
And birds worked out there. Mickey, it was 90% sand trout, though. Those right. Big sand trout. You know, we got our specs, too, but, I mean, it was 90% sand trout. And they had disappeared for a while.
All right.
So, I don't know. You know, there's some mixed Gulf trout in there with them, but the Gulf trout are big, but they don't have that damn big yellow mouth like they normally do either.
Yeah, I remember, you know, we used to catch a lot of them up here at this time of year. They'd have that big yellow, almost orange mouth. I mean, it was distinct.
Yeah, we had I remember way back we had a dollar flats.
Oh God!
It was just a
remember
a
that
giant
Gulf trout run over there. Goodness!
Catch them on mirror lures and they'd roll up on your line. They'd be up to 4 pound fish too, 3 and 4 pound Gulf trout.
Yep, that's why they used to get off the piers there in Trinity. You know, in the North Flats up there around Miss Mays and all that. We used to wait all the time. Man, we used to nuke them this time of year.
Yep.
Big old yellow netters. Mouse.
The netters finally wiped them out. You know, we'd fish, we'd be out there in the daytime, there'd be 20 or 30 people out there fishing, and I mean some good wade fishermen too, some old timers. And at night they'd wipe them out, and you go back the next day, it'd be just as good as it was the day before.
Yeah, it would.
It was
hard
crazy.
To believe how many fish we had.
Good God. Unbelievable.
You know, we used to wade the surf down there between the cedars and the pass, and them netters would come down there in the mornings. We'd be out there in the surf wading, and we'd all have four or five big old long trout on our stringers. You know, remember we used to catch some big ones in the surf with spoons and mirror lures. And those netters would come out, and they'd paddle that boat out, dropping that net out of it, and go out around us, and you'd have to get out of the water because they were going to pull that net in around you. And we just thought we were on fish till we saw that net come in, and it was just loaded with trout as long as your leg going. My goodness. We just thought we were on them.
Yep. We thought it would never end either.
They'd pull them up on the beach, and you just sit there and just, you're not even mad because they came and just surrounded you and made you get out of the water because you're looking at all those giant trout in that net. Yeah. They just drag up on the beach. It just blows your mind.
You better get out of their way, too. They'll just drag you up there with them.
Same way in the bay.
Yeah.
I used to watch them crawly boys and old Dougie Merritt and them. They'd run their nets on that north side over there by my house, and my goodness. We just thought we were catching big ones.
Yep. Well, thank God we at least got a few fish to catch over here right now. I guess they're going to make that limit change in January, huh? I I'm not hearing much
pretty
about
that. Pretty much everything I've heard is pretty much a done deal. I think they're going to go to it. And I don't know why they're not going to go to it coast-wide. I mean, it's just, you know, they always have in the past till, you know, the last few times they've made changes. And it doesn't matter to me because I don't ever keep that many fish anymore anyway, so. Well, hell, I don't catch that many anymore anyway. Not like, you know, we've been accustomed to our whole careers.
Is Trinity Bay green?
Yeah, it's in good shape. You know, we got a few fish, but it's not, we just don't have those concentrations. This time of year, after a front, it lays down, that northeast wind lays down. In the afternoon, you ought to be able to go out there and see 100 to 200 schools of birds, and it ain't happening.
Are shrimp boats out there shrimping?
No.
Getting the shrimp?
No.
Yeah.
Man, I think this summer I might have seen 3 shrimp boats in Trinity Bay for about 4 or 5 days, and then they went back to the channel. You know, they came up and shrimped their way up through the middle. They stuck around for 3 or 4 days, and then that was it. We don't have the shrimping pressure we used to. Well, you remember those days. There'd be 500 boats on opening day of shrimp season.
Oh,
just
yeah.
In Trinity Bay alone, 300 in East Bay. I mean, they were dragging it up.
You still get out there and catch fish around them on the reefs and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Fishing was awesome. It didn't even bother the fishing.
No. Nope. I know we've had 3 shrimp boats that have been working in East Bay, and I haven't seen shrimp boats out there in years, really. But they'd been out there since, I don't know, 1st of October. That's where they've been getting their shrimp in East Bay instead of the Intercoastal. But they're pretty much back in the Intercoastal now.
Yeah.
One thing I'm not seeing out there in East Bay either is those big schools of redfish. You know, we're catching a few. Some days you'll catch 6, 7. You may catch your limit. But I haven't had a big school balled up or seen a big school since that day that those porpoises had a big school rounded up out there in the middle of the bay.
Right.
And the guys that are hardcore red fishermen that fish for them every day, I hear them talking. They're not seeing the numbers like they normally do. They get their fish, but they're not finding those giant schools redfish. I guess they're all still back in the marsh. I told you a week ago that some of my customers told me that marsh was still full of shrimp. Fell out. I guess
well,
the redfish.
True. We really haven't dropped these water temperatures very drastic, you know, to cause the big, you know, the big push. It's like the estuary's just been leaking these shrimp out. You know, they've just been trickling out instead of a big dump.
Yeah, the dump we thought we had.
Yeah, that one northern one, I mean, it just drained the bays, but the shrimp didn't come with it in the numbers we thought they would, you know?
Nope.
Just wasn't the right time of year. It's all timing, buddy.
That's it. Here we are.
Water temp plays a part, but for the most part, it is just timing. You know, it's the time of year, photosynthesis and all that, you know, the amount of light per day, that kind of deal. These creatures know, animals and fish know.
Yeah, it's like it's been a month behind the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
We've been saying that all year long since the spring. It was like it was a month behind.
Right.
And our March bite this year was actually in April.
Yep. And here we are in December, I think one of the best months of the whole year to fish.
Yep.
And it's going to be good. It really is. Here in Matagorda, our Januarys and our Februarys are great over here, too.
Yeah, they are. Remember, I had my first Troutmaster tournament down there. First one of the year. It always start off in Matagorda because y'all were always nuking them, man.
Yeah.
Biggins.
So I guess we're lucky over here. We've got a mess of fish to catch. I got a fish this morning, and Then I finally got about 3 or 4 days off. I haven't had 2 days in a row off all year since September to go get my flu shot and my my third booster shot. I didn't want to get them because...
Man, you look like a porcupine.
No.
So you got your flu shot too, huh? So you're Moderna'd up, flued up, everything, buddy.
Yeah, well, I haven't got them. I need 2 days in a row off so I can go get those shots because, you know, in case I have a reaction to them.
Right. Boy.
When I got that second Moderna shot, I got sick for a day.
Yeah, I remember it put you on the couch, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a guy call the show the other day, and he got his booster. It was last week, I think he called, and his arm was so sore that he couldn't go play golf that morning.
Huh. Yeah.
Boy. Makes you feel like a dog going to the vet and getting vaccinated.
Right.
All the shots they give him dogs nowadays.
Yep.
Well, we got that new strain coming out of Africa now. Another new one popping up.
Oh, we need that.
Here we go again. It's never going to end. I know you realize that. I mean, it's here to stay, just like the annual flu every year. It's, we're done.
Well, nobody gets the flu anymore.
No, it's all COVID related now. I mean, hey, the flu's become extinct.
Yeah, well, I think us being able to breathe that good fresh air all the time helps us a little.
Well, we get that vitamin D from the sun, and you know, and plus I take good, you know, a multivitamin plus some other vitamins that have all the zinc and vitamin C and D and all of it in there. I really swear by that stuff. Keep your immune system up.
I do, too. I take vitamins.
You know, it's better than dying.
At least a vaccine. That's going to come soon enough, man. Every night when I go to bed, I said, well, I made it through another day.
You're a grinder, Charlie. I'm impressed. For your age and everything, you hit it hard, buddy. You're my hero.
Yeah.
I just hope I can make it.
I'm scared to stop, man. I stopped.
If you, ever stop and sit down, you may not ever get up again.
Oh, yeah.
Got to keep moving and shaking, baby.
I'm telling you.
Well, the fish are paying the price for it, I can tell you that. Old Charlie's still around. Y'all ain't safe till Charlie's gone.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, Charlie. It's always good talking to you. If somebody wants to call you and come down to Matagorda and hook up and catch some fish, man, how they get a hold of you?
Call me on my cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, Charlie P. Hey, good talking to you, and happy belated Thanksgiving. I'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Take care, Mickey.
All right, Charlie, you too, man. All right. All right, that's Captain Charlie Paradosky. That's one of them good old boys right there. All right, well, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back after these messages.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. And Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.